Angry Robot on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Prince of Lies by Anne Lyle, performed by James Langton. Part 1. Seems he a dove? His feathers are but borrowed, for he's disposed as the hateful raven. Is he a lamb? His skin is surely lent him, for he's inclined, as is the ravenous wolf. Who cannot steal a shape that means deceit? William Shakespeare, Henry VI, Part 2. Chapter 1. Mal reined in his mount and rested his gloved hand on the saddle bow, letting the gelding snatch a mouthful of new spring grass from the roadside. From here he could see the whole of London laid out below him, from the crumbling splendour of the Tower in the east to the gilded turrets of Whitehall Palace in the west, with Southwark, a grubby stain on the farther bank of the Thames. "See, I told you we weren't lost. Stretch your legs if you like. I won't be a moment." Sandy said nothing, only stared at the city as if he could close the distance by sheer force of will, which admittedly he could if he wanted to. "And don't go disappearing on me," Mal added in a low voice. "I don't need you affrighting half of London by using your magics in broad daylight."
"I am not such a fool as that, brother."
"Well, good, then." He dismounted and strolled over to the nearest bush, a hawthorn, vivid green leaves bursting from the bud, clusters of white flowers already open. In his mind's eye, he saw the design inked into his left shoulder, a roundel of flowers and thorns, reminder of the sacred grove back in Vinland, where skraelings went to die and be reborn. No, pissing on a hawthorn was sacrilegious, whichever way you looked at it. He moved further into the thicket, where a great clump of holly stood like a fortress within a curtain wall of gorse and brambles. Did everything on this godforsaken heath have thorns? He unbuttoned his breeches and sighed, breath frosting the air. A voice from the road behind him. And not Sandy's. Mal hurriedly refastened his clothing and padded back to the road, drawing his rapier silently.
"Hold, or—"
The man with a pistol to Sandy's head looked from one to the other, taking in their identical dark wavy hair and neatly trimmed beards.
"Oh, your brother's a dead man. He is your brother, right?"
"Twins, as you see," Mal said.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?